Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, Episode 14. Thank you for joining me on the journey. After I returned from Spain, plenty of people asked me some version of this question. What was the best part of the walk? I didn't have a good answer. I understood why they were asking me the question, though. People like the executive summary. Get to the point. Tell me the one thing. Summarize a million steps and thousands of special moments into one sentence. I couldn't. I've never been particularly good at brevity. After a year of reflection, I still can't define one part of the Camino as the best. But I can't talk about 2 days which were full of solitude, beauty, and grace. Days which offered opportunity to think, to pray, and simply to be present to the wonders of God's creation. The path to the highest point on the Camino Francés, to the Cruz de Ferro, the Iron Cross, and the walk down from there to the town of Majarín was spectacular. Part of what made the journey so amazing was the fact I had no idea what I would be seeing. I had read about the Iron Cross, but I didn't anticipate being surrounded by hillsides and mountains in bloom with all sorts of flowering shrubs. What I couldn't have planned was that I would enjoy 2 days of glorious sunshine, which would allow those flowers to sparkle in all of their beauty. I took more photos over the course of these 2 days than I did at any time on my walk. I would literally tell myself, "That's enough picture taking." And then I'd round another little bend in the path and stop, and take a picture. At the pinnacle of the walk, I stood for quite some time at the foot of the simple iron cross affixed to a 16-foot wooden pole. The cross itself isn't much to look at, but what is breathtaking is the giant pile of stones which surround it. Hundreds of thousands of stones, of all shapes and sizes, each stone dropped there by a pilgrim, each stone representing a particular burden the pilgrim had carried to that point on her or his journey. For many pilgrims, this is not only the literal high point of the walk, but the spiritual high point as well. Even though I arrived at the cross early in the morning, plenty of people were there already. Some simply unceremoniously tossed their rock on the pile, took a selfie, and moved on. Others spent a few minutes walking around the pile to find just the right spot to drop their burden. A few knelt and wept. I have to say, I felt a lump in my throat as I let go of my own rock, one I had brought from home, a rock I had collected from the shore of Lake Superior on my first sabbatical in 2011. Writing about that moment in my Camino journal, I noted that on the journey down from the cross, I felt lots lighter than the weight of the stone I had left behind. In many ways, I still do. Beauty and burdens and beauty, life gives us both. Over all of these past weeks, many of us have borne the burden of uncertainty and difficulty and anxiety and fear as we've walked the unmarked path through this unfolding pandemic. There have been economic burdens. there have been the burdens of loss, whether something as disappointing as a lost vacation or as devastating as the loss of a friend or loved one. There have been moments of beauty, too. From goofy videos folks have created to give others the joy of laughter, to car parades in appreciation for healthcare workers, or as ways of celebrating special events like birthdays and graduations, to cards and letters received from loved ones near and far away. The other day, I was in the grocery store and watched as people worked hard to walk the right way down one-way aisles, to be kind to others who hadn't even noticed the signs, and to patiently stand on the appropriate floor marker as they waited in line to check out. These understated actions were each, in their own way, beautiful. Beauty and burdens, burdens and beauty, life gives us both. While the Camino is open to people of all religions and to people who do not practice any religion, from the beginning it was a Christian pilgrimage, and as such there are crosses everywhere. There are elaborate crosses of gold and silver studded with precious gems. There are simple wooden crosses. There are stone cross monuments. And, of course, there is the Iron Cross. Through the centuries, Christians have reframed the cross from an instrument of shameful death to a symbol of the beauty of love and the power of God's life to overcome even death itself. Today, here in Wisconsin, the sun is finally shining again after several days of rain. The temperatures almost give me hope that spring may eventually arrive. The flowering crabapple trees on the sidewalk by the church building are in bloom, and their subtle fragrance is wafting about on the breeze. There are still plenty of folks bearing difficult burdens. There's some beauty, too. Today, I will pray for those who are burdened down, and I will look for a moment or two of beauty as well. As a person who has been marked by the cross of Jesus, I believe I'm called to do both. Bane and blessing, pain and pleasure, by the cross are sanctified. Peace is there that knows no measure, joys that through all time abide. In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime. Keep walking, dear friends.